Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to The Fringe Journal. Today's episode is entitled The Missionary's Daughter. The missionary's daughter dreamed of the hills of Honduras at night, the smell of smoke, the light shiver of the earth that was almost undetectable. Seismic events rippled through the valley floor, where flowers the color of clouds shifted hue from white to blue to pink, depending on one's mood. Someone tried to explain to the people that devouring their forests would result in great, shuddering quantities of mud, rock, and slime that would heave up, then surge down steep, awkward slopes whenever hurricanes slouched on shore or tremors shuddered in the heart of the mountain. Her mother said she could study at a boarding school or take correspondence courses. She looked in the mirror. Her thin blonde hair was pulled back into braids. Her blouse was something shipped in a crate from a collection created by a clutch of churches. Correspondence, she said. One word was enough. She stopped eating. She forgot how to swallow. The image of a chicken's severed head flashed into her mind. The book opened and closed. The eyes were unblinking, as chicken eyes always are. Foul begets foul. The blood pooled, turned dark. Maggots wriggled. It was alive with the writhing of what looked like Rice Krispies. The missionary's daughter lived with a host family somewhere in the southern part of the U.S. after she was medevaced from the Honduran town where she had decided she would simply never eat again. The host mother offered her a bowl of cereal. It was a bowl, a simple white bowl with white milk, white puffed grains of rice. "Don't you like white Rice Krispies?" asked the host mother. "Oh, I suppose you've never seen it before." "No, yes, you're right," said the missionary's daughter. Maggots, wriggling, santeria sacrifices without the blood, but just the aftermath, which consisted of processes designed to transform dead flesh back into a usable product in one of nature's great cycles. "Thank you. It looks delicious," she said. She ate. She ate heartily. From that day forward, she began to put on weight, albeit cautiously, prudently, with fits and starts. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you've been listening to The Fringe Journal. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. This is entitled The Missionary's Daughter.